Haynes chose experience over a new perspective in the race for mayor. Incumbent Jan Hill will serve her fourth term at the helm of borough government. In a six-way race for three assembly seats, there are two clear winners, and both are familiar faces, Brenda Josephson and Stephanie Scott. The past year was a politically tumultuous one for Haynes. Two assembly members resigned for political reasons. The borough went through a contentious manager hire. The division came to a head in an ultimately unsuccessful recall election. Debbie Gravel reflected on all this after casting her ballot Tuesday. She thinks the heightened acrimony started with the small boat harbor project.
Our last election, when there was such polarization around expanding the harbor, and a lot of it came from that, and the recall just added to it and added a level of unpleasantness, nastiness that I wish I'd never seen.
The recall was an issue in the mayoral race. Challenger Joni Wagner said incumbent Jan Hill was complicit in the division. Here's Wagner.
I would like to see a more respectful approach. And I would like to see the good old boy mentality disappear.
Wagner also chastised Hill for public statements calling the community hateful and vindictive. Hill said in her upcoming 3 years as mayor, she'll try to take a different tone.
Those statements were harsh at the time. That's how I saw things were. I might try to tone them down a little bit, and hopefully our community won't be so torn in the next 3 years. So I know there are better ways to offer my opinion, and I would plan to do it better in the future.
Hill won the mayoral contest with 53% of the vote in preliminary results. Wagner garnered 46% of voter support. Hill says her focus will be on Haynes' economy and supporting job creation.
You know, most of the people that spoke to me are supportive of responsible mining and resource extraction and things that will help provide jobs. Many of us who have lived here for a long time have watched and continue to watch our young people get a good education in our school, get good practical training with hunting and fishing and subsistence activities, and they can't come home because there's no work here.
One of the biggest questions Haynes is facing right now is what to do following the withdrawal of the local state trooper. The assembly is considering a police service area expansion. Volunteer firefighter Rock Ahrens is against that idea. Outside the polls Tuesday, he said it's one example of government-driven rather than public-driven decisions.
I think that's up to the people. I think the people should speak as to the service they want, and if they're willing to pay for it, then a tax is something they agree to, and otherwise it's, you know, an unfair burden that's being cast on us, you know, from the government.
The top vote getter in the assembly race was the most outspoken against police service expansion. Brenda Josephson says the government needs to get better at taking its cues from the public. After learning of her victory, Josephson said the biggest issue on her mind is the Lutac dock. The dock is Haynes' lifeline for freight and fuel. It's at risk of catastrophic failure. Josephson said she was alarmed after a recent meeting where people who regularly use the dock said they worried about it collapsing under their feet.
I was very concerned at the meeting, hearing the concerns of the workers. So I certainly hope that needs to be number one on our conversations, and just truly jumping in and taking a hard look at the budget and making sure that we address it directly.
Josephson garnered 600 votes in preliminary results, earning one of three open assembly seats. Stephanie Scott took the second seat with 551 votes. Scott is currently serving in an appointed assembly position. KHNS was unable to reach her following the election. In an interview prior to the vote, Scott, a former mayor, said it wasn't any one issue that motivated her to run.
It's pretty much an intellectual interest in public service and the laws that are behind us.
There is a third assembly seat with a shorter one-year term up for grabs. It's still an open question who will fill that spot. Sean Mady, who is serving on an appointed seat, has the most votes right now. But former Assemblywoman Diana Lapham and political newcomer Michael Fullerton are close enough that absentee and question ballots could alter the outcome. We'll know for sure next Tuesday after the canvas board counts the 50 or so ballots remaining. In Haines, I'm Emily Files.